This is Type Radio. We're at TypeCon 2005. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here with Carol Waller from the Type Directors Club. So how did you become director of the Type Directors Club?
Well, my family is in type, or has been in type for almost 50 years. And my husband was working with them, and his client happened to be the chair of the competition that year. So he said, would I mind just coming in and making sure they have coffee? I organize. So there was all these packages, and I decided, well, I'll organize them until they come in to work on them. What did I know? And his client came in, and he was impressed that I tried to organize. He said, would I mind working for them part-time, just helping opening up packages? So I got started doing that, and the gentleman that had my job for just a year, he replaced someone that had the job for 20 years. He didn't want to do it. So the board called me up and asked me if I'd like to be their executive secretary slash director. I said, well, what do I do? And they told me, and I said, sure, as long as you realize I have family. I was going to school, I was doing everything, part-time. They go, yes. And there I was.
And what were you studying?
Art history. I had gone back to school late in life. I had my children first. I did everything backwards. And I graduated high school when my son... I graduated college when my son graduated high school, 1984. And then I had a job as the director of the Type Directors Club. I was on my way.
Okay. How many children do you have?
I have 2 children and 3 grandchildren.
Wow.
Cool. I've been married 40 years, and I'm happy.
Is there something that you really hate about your job?
No. I can honestly tell you I love my job. And it's not because I'm on radio. Anyone that knows me, I absolutely love my job. The Type Directors Club is a fantastic organization. It's fantastic. It's international. I get to meet people from all around the world. I get to see work from the competition coming in. I open packages. I enter the work. I do everything hands-on. I'm the only person in the office, so I literally do everything. I feel that when I have my the membership, when they email me, they send me notes. Hi, Carol, how are you? And even if I've never met them, I feel like I know everybody. Even the winners of a competition, I'm doing this 22 years, so I feel like I know everyone. I take everything personally.
So does it come, that you receive a package, you see work of somebody and you say, oh no, that's just not going to make it just because...
I see work, it's funny because when I open up and go, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And then that's one of the first pieces that win. And I go, oh, well, there's judges and that's why you have a new jury every year and it's not me. Then there's a piece I'll absolutely love and it doesn't get in. I'm disappointed, but... there's a jury. I'm not the judge. I just handle everything. I'm nice to everybody.
So how many years have these competitions been held?
This past one now that we have the exhibit is 51. So 51 years we have the competition.
Do you have like a top 10 of winners?
No.
You have a personal favorite?
Every year there's something I find that I might like. This year I just... It's so unusual that when it came in, I said, this has to win, and it did. It's beach slippers. And when you turn it over, it says make, the first one, and the other one says love, or something says sex, please. And there's a photo and shows when you walk in the sand.
Oh,
and that's the epitome. Because
a
lot of people, they ask me what I do, and they go, what's topography? When you're talking about the person's not involved, and you have to explain it. So when you show them something like this, it types on everything. And that's how I used to say, when you see the logo on your sneakers.
So it's reversed on the sole? So
words on the sole. And then when you walk, it comes up straight up so you can see it the right way reading.
Because I always wondered about why sneaker manufacturers have their logos the right way on their soles, instead of if you're making an imprint in the sand or whatever, it's reversed.
But it doesn't, but this was made perfectly. But the most exciting part about it comes from Bangkok.
Bangkok.
See, that's what I love about the TDC competition. We get entries from all around the world. And sometimes my board laughs at me because when we have a presentation, I put all the statistics in. We got so many from this country, from that country, because it's that interesting. And this year, there's 222 winners, and it was 113 U.S. and 109 from outside of the U.S. So it's almost 50-50, and that proves the what's so great about the TDC, that it is international. People from all around the world acknowledge that, and our book and our exhibits show that.
Why do you think it has that? Because I know a lot of Dutch and German design companies or designers that actually put it in their masthead. I mean, like, award winner or like whatever of the TDC. What do you think why it has that much impact? So why?
Because I think it's the integrity of the competition. Our judges are not allowed to enter the work. We don't have anything from the TDC is allowed to be put in the competition at all. The way it's judged, there's a cup put down, and the judge is not allowed to speak to each other during the judging process. And they put in a chip if they like it or not. So everything, and we remove all names before the judging. So it's very fair the way it's done. And
I think the actual work itself, you let it speak for itself.
Yes.
Okay.